We've got David O'Neill, Regional Coordinator for the South East St Vincent de Paul. Good to see you again, David.
Thank you, Damien.
Liam O'Connor, Waterford City Area President. Hello, Liam.
Good morning, Damien. How are you?
Good, thank you. And Francis Flavin, Waterford County Area President. How are you again, Francis?
Good morning to everybody.
Thank you very much for coming in. Hard to believe it's another year, but a very, very important year and a very important launch as ever. The official launch of the WLR St Vincent de Paul Appeal 2025. So just remind our listeners, what is this appeal?
So this appeal, yeah, it's an annual appeal, and between here and Christmas is going to be, it's our peak season. And as I always say in St. Vincent de Paul, if we were a company and selling a product, helping families in need is our number one bestseller. And we were just looking at some figures there. 2 years ago, we peaked 250,000 calls received nationally. And that's the first time ever. It was just a couple of numbers short of the 250,000 last year. But the way the figures are going this year is that we're up 7% calls year on year. So we're going to go over that incredible number. But it's indicative of the times. I know Francis and Liam will talk about on the ground where the need that they're facing. And the three basics is food, fuel, energy, warmth, and keeping the roof over people's heads. And that's what our members, but this appeal this year is really is focusing on the concern of some families are is the wonder of Christmas. And our campaign is, some families are wondering how will they survive with the basics and trying to make provision this year.
And it's a shame, as we say every year, that we live in one of the richest countries in the world and we still have to have this appeal and have St Vincent de Paul. But it's very important and it's vital for so many people, not just from a spiritual perspective, but also from a practical perspective. Liam, talk to me about some of the on-the-ground issues.
Yeah, it's interesting there, Damien, because what you said there, some people are doing well. I always reminded that book title, A Tale of Two Cities. So like Waterford is doing well at the moment. We've plenty of jobs. The GDP and all this sort of stuff is going up. The traffic is... I was in town yesterday. Lovely buzz around the city centre. Really great to see. But unfortunately, there is the other side. Those that can't really attain, either they mightn't have the skills or the opportunity to be engaged. And what we're seeing there, I suppose a bit of good news for the city is within the city, the number of new clients we're helping actually went up by just under 2% this year. So that actually was a good news story from our point of view. Unfortunately, the costs and the needs that they came forward with was nearly 15% extra we spent this year. And I was just looking at some numbers for a meeting I was at last week. The November food price increases 6% higher. So like when we know that people are going to get I think it's an extra tenner in their social welfare, that would only amount to less than 5% for people. Food's already ahead of it. The electricity costs are 10.5% higher than they were. And gas is a bit above 8% higher. So people who were struggling a number of years ago, they're actually getting in a deeper hole. In the city, we would see a lot of the calls come down to food. The number of times I've visited a home, and they're actually not behind on their bills. They've been making everything pay. And they suddenly turn around 1 week and they literally can't put food on the table. So people are struggling, excuse me, and they're doing their best. But food is a definite big one. The energy costs as well. And occasionally we'll find ones to do it. I had one case, a chap, he managed to get a job. He found somewhere to live, which was going to be renting a room in a house. He had to put down €600 as a deposit to get into the room in the house, which essentially left him with no money for a month for food. So it's amazing. It comes down to the very basic things that people need.
Francis, from a county perspective.
From a county perspective, you can just say we have all the same problems, but we probably have... we've got the problem of people living further from resources like schools, work, shops, all the rest. But, all across the country, and it's reflected in the county, we see here that there are people, something like we have statistics for 105,000 children living in constant poverty in the country. So this obviously is down, it's all over Ireland. And there's another statistic which frightens me. 845,000 people are going without the basics. And they're going without the basics to provide their children with childcare so they can go and go to work. They're not all unemployed at home or without work. These are people who are working, have reasonable jobs. Both parents are out and they still are finding it hard to make ends meet. And we also have students who are very well supported by St. Vincent de Paul when they come to us. But we have a system in place where they can access education grants, you know, if they really are need them. And students are just trying to stay in education to be able to get out of poverty. And, you know, it was their choice to go to college and work through this. So we try and support those people as well. Now, we just don't know where we're going after this. We've got huge needs out there, and we're so grateful for all the people who contribute to all the contributions for St. Vincent de Paul. And all I can say to you all out there is, please contribute generously. We do our very best with your money, and it's spent in a very good way.
Yeah, just touching on the education piece, that we've found over the last number of years that both parents working. In some cases, it might be slightly over the SUSE threshold. So, you know, those parents have to pay in full. So, you know, they're working hard to try and get their students or sons or daughters as students into college. And that's where we have come in over the last number of years to bridge the gap. You know, so the parents can come up with X and, you know, sometimes it's the Y makes the gap. So we do say, look, if there's families out there, we don't necessarily always help. You know, maybe there's a perception we help the unemployed and those really in, you know what I mean, dire needs. But we've seen it, you know, bleed into what we'll call, say, the middle incomers, you know, those hard-pressed families. And, you know, we would say that if you're listening today, reach out to us. Our local number in Waterford is 051-350-725 for whatever the need is, you know. But, you know, Christmas is a tough time. It brings additions. It brings anxieties. It brings worries. We're seeing it, you know, as our members on the ground. We make visitations to family homes every week. And, you know, it's what our members report back. And, you know, sometimes, you know, don't let, you know, the anxiety of Christmas overwhelm you. Whilst we're looking for appeal, you know, as part of this annual appeal, you know, for generous donors, we're appealing to people. If you're in need, you call us today over or the next few weeks. Yeah.
Yeah, I think especially coming into Christmas time, when it comes to parenting, we do have a significant number of single parent households. And I think the classic description in some people's head is, oh, that 16-year-old girls who run off because they want to get a council house and get pregnant. Not at all. The number of cases we would have where, for example, after 11 years of marriage, with maybe two or three children to be looked after, there's a breakdown in the relationship. And in the Irish system, it's not always possible or easy, certainly, to get both parties supporting the family. We've even seen cases of somebody who raided the account that they used to use for their direct debits as he was heading out the door, literally left them with no power, no nothing. So I think it's one of the things Ireland probably, generally speaking, needs to improve its moral guidance to young people and growing them up, that the lads would man up and make sure they're helping in the households. Where that help isn't available, that's where SVP comes in. Because we don't go into judging, we're certainly not marriage counsellors, but we will try and help support families like that.
The importance as well of how people appreciate what you do for them, Frances.
Well, all I can say is, first of all, I would like to give a shout out to all our volunteers on the ground. They're the people who see life firsthand, and their contribution and their support for families is greatly appreciated. And I've seen this during visits. I still work within my own conference. And, I, you know, we see this every time we go out. The gratefulness of, you know, even if it's the visit, and the visit is always done by two people, and it's so much appreciated. Now, I suppose the next thing is, why have we so many people? We don't know. We just don't know, and all we can do is help them.
We don't have time to go through all our lists. We've only got 2 minutes left, but just talk to us, David, if you don't mind, in terms of how people contact you. Obviously, if people are looking for help, 051 350 725, but also some of the big events coming up.
That's it. We have a number of events supported by WLR, Damien, over the next few weeks. We got Wayne Brown. This is a brilliant, it's called Little Stars Concert. It's in the Sacred Heart Church, and that's on Monday, the 8th of December. It was jam-packed, I believe, last year. There wasn't even standing space, I believe. Mark White is always the first to launch out in Tramore. There's a gym event over the month of November, and that's coming to an end next weekend. We've also got Bingo in the Form next Tuesday night. Tickets are €10. It's doors open at 7, heads down at 8, and tickets can be got in the St. Vincent de Paul office, and we'd be delighted if people could support that event.
Also, I think in the shops.
That's right.
Certainly the Henrietta Street shop.
Henrietta Street, Railway Square and Tramore are going to sell the tickets as well. But again, the magic number is 350-725. If you want to donate, you can call into the office. You can do it online. Even if you do it online, don't be worried. You might think, it's going to Dublin. The St. Vincent de Paul works from the ground up. It doesn't work from the top down. So all donations that go in, even through our website, through the Dublin office, are all repatriated back into local.
Yeah, you select your region, don't you, when you're making a donation?
So if it's Dungarvan, it's Dungarvan. If it's Waterford, and even the wider region, if it's Wexford or Carlow or Kilkenny, it goes back, because it's how we operate. And just one final one is Saturday the 13th of December. Hopefully it'll be a nice dry Saturday afternoon. The Waterford Firemen will be out. Rye Collins takes the charge on that, and best of luck to Rye, because they raise significant money. And we just thank you to the general public.
Yeah, and what we'll do, and each programme will be doing, we'll be advertising the different events. I think there might be a change of the venue or time on that first concert you mentioned. I'll come back to that again at another stage. But again, very briefly, you want to thank everybody that's donated, Lee.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Francis, yeah.
Yeah, absolutely.
We find I'm in the Joseph and Benildas area, this side of town, I suppose you'd call it.
Yeah.
And our donors, every month, all year long, fantastic support.
Particularly, I want to thank the schools that are involved.
Yes, very much so.
They just are fantastic.
Fantastic, yeah.
And down Dungarvan and in Kilmacthomas, in my local school, they are really great. And they're the next generation of people who sometime in their lives might join St. Vincent de Paul at a later stage. But they're doing brilliant work at the moment.
Well, you're doing brilliant
work.
And fair play to you, and well done. And all the volunteers, as I say, all the schools, all the businesses, individuals, whoever the case may be, different groups, well done, and keep up the great work. We're delighted to help out as well.
Just one final thought there, talking about all the volunteers. We actually could do with a lot more volunteers.
Very good.
And particularly maybe for people in their 40s, 50s, whatever. They've been helping out the local soccer club or the local GA club. The kids are now growing up. They may have a bit more time. We would love to hear from you.
Very good. 051 350 725. David, Liam, Francis, Goramila Mahagwiv.
Thank you very much, Damien.
We'll talk to you again soon. Thank you very much.
Thank you.